Greece's parliament was dissolved yesterday, ahead of an early election to be held on the 25th of January. International financial markets are worried a new government may go back on previous deals that imposed further austerity measures. Prime Minister Antonis Samaras warned that the nation may be forced out of the eurozone if the election is won by radical leftist party Syriza. The founder of the Greek politics specialist group, Roman Gerodimos, told RFI that the prime minister wants to show who's in the driver's seat.
Greece is a very politicized country. It is a country in which people are very politically engaged. The term of the current president was ending in March. So a parliamentary vote for the election of a new president would need to have happened by January or February anyway. So avoiding a snap election was always going to be very hard. So what Samaras did was to bring this whole process forward a couple of months for two main reasons. On the one hand, to give the new government the time and space to negotiate a new agreement with the Troika before the current memorandum expires at the end of February, but also to demonstrate that he's the one driving events rather than being subject to them. He brought the presidential vote forward a few days ago, the vote failed, and now he's trying to shift the blame for the upcoming election to the opposition, saying that they obstructed the process, and the constitution requires that election is called as soon as the presidential vote fails. Contrary to when Mr. Samaras' message of fear and instability worked back in June 2012, it seems to not been bought by the electorate this time around as easily. People are both very tired by this whole discussion, this whole drama, the austerity, the high unemployment and so on. On the other hand, good projections for growth and for the deficit, and they're thinking, well, actually numbers are improving, so why are we not seeing an improvement in our daily lives?
Roman Gerodimos there from the Greek Politics Specialist Group, speaking from London.